Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm Perry A., your host for the day. And I would like to start with a little tidbit of wisdom about calcium bentonite clay. I'm always finding things to help explain it a little bit better, and I thought this was very simplified and easy to understand. Clay's action is always a cooperative endeavor with the body. It harnesses the body's own resources to do most of the healing work. Therefore, the length of time it takes for healing and how much or how often the clay can be used to induce a healing is always variable based on the individual. So what that's saying is, like we've always say, clay is a catalyst that helps the body heal itself. What it provides is the energy and the detoxing, getting the bad stuff out of the way so the body can more easily heal itself and do what it normally is intended to do. And the fact that it reacts differently with different individuals, it depends on how toxic you are or how long you've had a certain problem as to how much clay to use and how long it will take to get results. So all those are variable. And I just wanted to start the day with that little tidbit of wisdom. We already have some questions in queue today. And first of all, I just want to invite all of you for listening in and being here and bringing your questions. We learn together, and I learn a lot from each of you. Let's see, I have a question from Lana. Lana says, "Hello, Perry. I love your show, and I hope you can help me too. Number one, how would you use living clay for post-nasal drip?" Okay, let me answer that question first, and then I'll go on to the other ones. I would take the clay internally. Over time, it really helps build up a resistance to allergies. If there's something going on there causing the post-nasal drip, some sort of irritation, the nose is a filtering sensitive in its system, and it's very sensitive. You might put a poultice over the nose area and over your sinuses. Just put some clay on in that area and let it dry and see if that doesn't help it. Sometimes I've taken just a little bit of clay to rub up in my nose if I had a little sore around the area. Just a tiny bit on a Q-tip and swab around and see if that will help. And your next question is, how much of the living clay per day do I need to take to heal a serious gastrointestinal inflammation and ulceration, ulcerative colitis? I would start out taking 2 ounces 3 times a day. Anytime during the day you feel a flare-up or any pain, go take another sip of clay. But like I said before, it depends on the individual. So take it on an as-need basis. At first, you want to take it steadily. I prefer first starting out taking on an empty stomach because it will line your stomach and your colon, and it's not competing with food on balancing your acidity. Later on, I recommend also that you take it before you eat meals in case you have some toxicity in your food. Even organic fields are exposed to chemtrails and radiation. So if you just drink a little clay before your meals, just a swig, just a sip, and then again after your meals, it's going to carry those toxins that you've ingested. It'll capture them and carry them out of the body. And then you can take your regular doses, the 2 ounces, at other times as well. Should I take it before or after a meal? Thank you very much. Well, there I just addressed those before I got the questions. I would take it as a, before your meals, and then I would take it, on an empty stomach too. So get up in the morning, take your 2 ounces, take some before you eat lunch, take some before bedtime, and then during the day before your meals, again, take a little before and just a little bit after, and that way you're going to be sure and capture those toxins. I think you'll start seeing success quite easily and rapidly, and when you do, you may want to cut back just a little bit. You may want to go to 3 ounces, 1 ounce three times a day, 3 ounces a day, along with your sips before your meals. Just like I said in the opening statement that I made, it's variable and varies with everybody's situation. So be patient. Clay is generally very fast working, particularly with digestive problems. Zusa says, "Hello, Perrier. I won't be able to listen to the teleseminar, but I do have a question. What would you say are the differences in detox between drinking living clay for detox, or is there such a thing as clay enemas, coffee enemas, and the Jensen protocol? I think they must be powerful and great ways of detoxing. I'm wondering about particular characteristics that may or may not overlap between the three ways. Also knowing how much clay mask can really dry the skin if I leave it on slightly too long. I'm wondering how clay may affect the moisture levels in the digestive tract when taken orally on a daily basis. Is it possible to draw too much water out of the body? Also, I'm not sure how to listen to the webcast this evening after it's over. If that's not possible, could you possibly email me some answers, or should I call directly sometime? I'm a practitioner, and this information will be so valuable to me and other clients." All right, that's a long deal. I'm going to take this in bite-sized pieces. And, yes, this interview will be posted with the date on aboutclay.com. It may be up this evening, if not tomorrow. We'll have the date, today's date, with it so you can listen to it. Let me see here. What would you say about the differences in detoxing between drinking the clay for detox, or clay enemas or coffee enemas? I think they're both very efficient and effective. When you drink the clay, you are cleansing what goes in your mouth before it's absorbed into the body. The clay is not absorbed into the body, so it can grab anything that you're freshly ingesting that has toxicity to it and carry it out. Clay enemas are very good. The coffee enemas are very good. I've recommended suppositories. Excuse me. And lost my train of thought there. Suppositories, even douches with clay. And drinking the clay is not going to dry out the internal organs. When clay is wet, it's very slippery. It's very slick. And it's not going to draw out too much moisture. It's not looking for to suck up moisture. It's already hydrated when it goes in the liquid state. It's already expanded and full of water. So it's not going to dry out in your system. Your system is wet unless you have a pocket of oxygen in there to dry it out, which we don't. You don't have to worry about absorbing the moisture from your body or drying out. Okay, let me see what else you said. I'm wondering particularly about characteristics that may overlap. I don't see any problem between drinking the clay and taking the clay enemas. They're not going to overlap. Like I say, the clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. It's going to work on the alimentary canal, the digestive area, and the clay enema is going to pull things that are, again, in that it's doing the same thing. It's just a pulling from the other end and cleaning out. They're both very beneficial. How a clay mask can also knowing how a clay mask can really dry the skin if left on too long. Leaving it on too long, it will pull very tight. What it's doing, the longer it dries, you will feel a flush to your face because it's literally pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface of the skin. When you wash it off, you'll notice your skin is very soft. Sometimes in the winter time, there's a little dryness there as it does pull the oil and the impurities lodged down in the pores out. And if it is, just use a good face cream or something like that. But the longer I leave it, the more I feel the flush. And if you're a fair-skinned person, when you wash the clay off, your face is going to be red and warm. If you start feeling it getting hot, that's a sign it's time to wash it off. All right, I think I covered all the questions there. The moisture in the digestive tract, drawing too much water out of the body, not going to happen. And if you have any other questions, I'm always available, and I will let me capture your email address right now so I can let you know where to go, or Cheryl, if you'll get that for me so I can go to the next question. Then I can email her and tell her where to find the teleseminar broadcast. Josh in Clinton, Maryland. Can calcium bentonite clay heal the body or get rid of hep C? I do have a testimony from a lady who cleared her hep C. She was taking mega doses. She had end-stage liver disease. She was taking like 3 ounces three times a day of the liquid clay. She was doing full body wraps. In other words, you get in her bathroom and put the clay all over her body and leave it on for about 15 minutes, and then she would get into a clay bath with 2 cups of clay. Now, she'd been given 2 months to live, and the last time I talked to her, it was over a year. Her hep C had been completely gone, and she was still doing the others. I don't know what the state of her liver was, but it kept her alive for, and I haven't talked recently to her to see what her status is now. But yes, you want to take it internally and take some clay baths too. Sharon in Orlando, I currently take diatomaceous earth supplement and I'm trying to eat healthier. Would use living clay replace this supplement or be an additional way of making me healthier? Yes, I would take the clay maybe as a replacement. I don't know why you need the diatomaceous earth. Clay gets rid of parasites differently than diatomaceous earth, and it does more things. It has more drawing power. It has the electromagnetic energy in it, and it's just more of a well-rounded clay. Diatomaceous earth has some of the same characteristics of clay, but they act from a different position. It literally, it's the crushed fossils that cut the parasites up. And they say it's ground fine, that it won't hurt you, but if it's ground that fine, is it going to cut the parasites up? So I have kind of a pro and con on that working. But clay draws the parasites to them. It doesn't cut them up and kill them. It carries them out of the body. The parasites crave the clay, and they go to the clay, and they're carried out of the body. So I would say you don't need to take both. If you want to try both of them together, I don't see a problem with that. Sid in Greenwood, what would be the recommendation on taking the liquid clay for internal use? Is it okay to take with meals, food supplement, etc., 1 hour after or before meals? Yes, it's okay to take with supplements and vitamins. It's pretty much, that's what clay is. Your foods, if you're eating foods, like I say, if you're eating acidic foods, clay is going to balance that acidity. So if you want the best effects from the clay, I would start the first time doing a cleanse, taking it on an empty stomach, 2 ounces twice a day. If you have more serious condition, like we were talking about with the ulcerative colitis, take it 3 times a day, and as much as 3 ounces 3 times a day. I think in your case, 2 ounces morning and night on an empty stomach, and then during the day, a little bit before you eat your meals would be good. It only paves the way for good nutrition to go through. It's going to cleanse your lower colon, where you're going to absorb more vitamins and more minerals from your foods and the supplements you're taking. After taking it for for 14 days, the 2 ounces twice a day, you can back off and find your maintenance level. And as we discussed earlier, everybody's levels will be different, everybody needs. So it's sort of taking it on an as-need basis. I take it morning and night, whether I need it or not, and then I sometimes take it during the day. So I do like to take it before my meals, so I don't have to worry about buying organic foods all the time. I can just be assured that the clay is going to capture any toxins before they go in my body. All right, good questions. Let me see if there are any more here. Okay, I have one. Jennifer, my mom was in an automobile accident 8 months ago. She had to have surgery, which destroyed her, which the doctors put plates, rods, and screws in both ankles and the right elbow. My question is, well, whether all the metal in her would interfere with the clay. No, it won't, because the clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. So you're perfectly safe, and you can actually do a clay poultice on where the broken bones were, and it will speed the healing process and help take away the pain and any calcification build up from scar tissue. So if you just put a clay poultice, put it thickly around her ankles and maybe wrap saran wrap around it to hold it in place, leave it on for an hour a day, or put it on and just let it dry. And she's probably going to start having some aches in those joints later on, and drinking the clay and putting it there helps keep that build up, the body's over build up of stuff that gives us arthritis and makes those bones rigid. I think it would help her very well. And the metals that they use in your body for part replacements are not deteriorating metals. So, plus it's not absorbed in the bloodstream, so it's not a problem. Jeff Parks, tumors on the liver, can this help? If so, how do you use it, and where can I get some? Thank you. Jeff, that's quite a challenge for anything. I have known clay to dissolve tumors. It depends on how far it's spread in the case of something like that, if they're cancerous. I would put a clay poultice over the liver and leave it on for an hour at a time. If it starts getting hot, take it off, remove it, and put a fresh poultice on. Sometimes the thermodynamic action of the healing will get the clay start getting hot. So put it on rather thickly. You can cut a piece of glad press and seal, press the tacky side down over the area, and with the dry edges touching the skin, it will hold it in place, and you can put your clothes on and go about your day. But do that maybe 2 or 3 times a day. I wouldn't leave it on all night yet. And stay in touch and let me know how that works. What I know about clay is generally if you put it on somewhere you know you have cancer. I'm going to take my niece, for example. She had cancer of the nose. And they had warned her they may have to remove quite a bit of her nose. And I had her start putting the clay over her nose real thickly as soon as she get home from work. Let it dry, wash it off, put fresh clay on, do that till bedtime. At bedtime, put a thin coat on and sleep with it on. And by the time they did the surgery, it was all congregated in one area, and they were able to get it without, having to put a prosthesis nose on for her. In fact, when I saw her, I couldn't even tell she had had the surgery. So, okay, good questions today. I think I've answered them. Let me go down through here. For now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we've got a good start on that. Let's see, I'll wait and see if we have any more coming in. And let me hit refresh here. Well, let's just talk about clay a little bit. spring is coming, and we all want to get our bodies in shape, we are having a cleanseatex.com. It's cleanseatex.com. It's a challenge in Texas, and you don't have to be in Texas for anyone wanting to do a 10-day cleanse with juice and raw foods. And the clay is an excellent thing to do a juice fast with, to drink clay and the juice. It's wonderful as far as the cleansing effect. You get exuberant amounts of energy. I had a runner who did a juice and clay fast for 6 days. He was training for a marathon. He was 60 years old. And he said after the second or third day, he had a burst of energy every day, and he was able to run through his walls where he had generally hit the wall and slowed down. He could just keep on running. So if anyone wants to do that, is interested on it, they're going to have things online for you to do it. You don't have to be in the Austin area. They're going to have live events with breathing exercise. All of this will be captured on videos, and if you sign up, I think the membership is $15 or $25, and they will give you a book of recipes, a book on explaining why to cleanse, and they have videos available with breathing exercises, meditations, and they are going to videotape different presentations. I'm giving a presentation on clay one night at Beats Cafe. There are a lot of the juice places in town who are sponsoring this, where you can go by and pick up your juice if you don't want to make it yourself, which is very easy to make. If you have a blender, you can use fresh roots, some spinach, kale, put some nuts in there so that you get protein. You just, when you're doing something like this, you want to make sure you're getting enough protein. And, you know, you can use beets and carrots. You can juice those. You don't have to have a juicer. If you don't have a juicer, just use a blender and don't use the heavy-rooted plants. Lots of fruit, strawberries, berries, blackberries, blueberries, bananas are all good. Throw in some spinach and kale with that. Pour your liquid clay, your daily allotment, if you want. Pour it in your smoothie. It makes a good smoothie. And it'll sort of thicken your smoothie. And we invite you to join that. If you go to, in our newsletter, there was a paragraph about the cleanse where you can go and get more information. It's www.cleanseatex.com. So you can find more information, and we invite you to join us on that healthy journey. It's amazing. I've done some juice fasts before, and after about the second day, and if you're not sitting around in a restaurant where you're smelling food cooking, you're really very satisfied. We had juice 3 times a day. We weren't drinking a gallon jug. We had an 8-ounce glass. Then we had all the tea and water we wanted to drink in between. And we were really satisfied. It was amazing that you're not hungry after the first couple of days and your system feels better. You're letting your organs relax and slow down and be able to heal and catch back up to you. So I invite you to try that. Let me see if we have any more questions here. Oh, we do. Maria, what is the website for the cleanse? Thank you. www.cleanseatx.com. And I invite all of you to join that. Carol Turner, let's see, Lana and Lima, dear Perry, would living clay help fight colds and the flu? Once you get a good case of the flu, it's a little bit late, but taking the clay really helps put you on a healthier platform where you're not as prone and susceptible. You know, a balanced body can sort of heal itself. So drinking the clay on a regular basis will help. I rarely get a cold. I did get the flu this past winter, but I went through it in 3 days, broke the sweat, and I feel like I'm healthier for any other strand of play that comes along. It didn't stay a real long time, and I don't know if that was the play or if that was just the limit of the flu, but it certainly won't hurt. Carol, would you please give your toothpaste formula again? Okay, I used like 6 tablespoons of the powder clay, living clay, and let me try to think. I broke this down. Then I don't like the baking soda taste very much, so I only use about a tablespoon of the Arm & Hammer baking soda. Excuse me, I said baking powder, baking soda. And I add that to it, and I add about 3 teaspoons of ground cloves to that amount. And then I add some drops of peppermint oil. You don't want too much, and you have to drop it in there. You need to get a rubber glove and work it in, because it's wet when it drops in. It's going to make a little ball there, and you need to mash those balls up and kind of mash it around in the clay. And then you can always add another drop or two, but if you get too much in there, it's going to burn. And then I add a little stevia to sweeten it, to give it a sweet taste. Maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons, or just season it like you like it. I shake it real, real good, get all of those mixed up, put it in a little container, and I generally put a little bit of toothpaste on my toothbrush because I like the foaming action, and it keeps the clay from getting stuck down in your bristles of your toothbrush. I dip it in the powder and brush my teeth with it. Really leaves your mouth feeling good. It cleanses your teeth. It gets those little, you know, sometimes you wake up in the mouth and you feel like you have socks on your teeth, that little fuzzy stuff that gets on them in the back. This just polishes them. It's not too abrasive. My dentist uses it. All my dental assistants use it. I've got them all hooked on it. And I even have one who said she could tell immediately it was tightening her gum. She had a gum issue, and it's very good for your teeth and gum. So thank you for asking for that. Let's see. That's all we have for now. Answered the rest of those. Let me check again and see if any more have come in. Good questions today. Okay, from Carol. If one has parasites, will they be visible when expelled? Sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. I had one lady who gave an elderly neighbor some clay and told her how to mix it and take it internally. The third day, she called her friend back and she said, "That clay you gave me had parasites. I went to the bathroom and I saw these little white wiggly things in my stool." And her neighbor said, "Well, honey, it wasn't in the clay, it was in you. The clay cleanses parasites out." I have never seen any, but I've been drinking it so long, I don't know, and I don't inspect my stool that close. But sometimes with cats and dogs, I've had owners say when they put them in their, started giving their cats and dogs clay, they noticed some worms in their stool. So, yes and no. Not always visible. So, let's see. These are excellent questions today, and what a nice variety we have. Okay, I am going to go back over to the phone lines. We have quite a few people listening in. Would anyone on the phone like to answer a question? I already have one. Here we go. Living Clay, this is Perry. Are you on the line?
Yes,
hello?
Ma'am. How you doing? Yes, ma'am.
I'm doing. Yes. And who have we got here? Do you have a first name?
This is Joshua from Maryland.
Joshua, thank you. And how can I help you?
Thank you. God bless you for your work that you're doing. God bless you.
Well,
my question is, does clay purifies the blood?
It enriches the blood.
Okay. Okay.
They do blood studies with the clay under a high-powered microscope, and they find after taking the clay for about 6 weeks, the blood cells are off by themselves. Before that, they're all clustered together, and there's debris in the background, which they told me was a sign of acidity in the blood. And then after being on the clay and a good diet, the cells are off by themselves. They're not touching. They're big. They're round. And it's beautiful to see under a microscope. There's an article on aboutclay.com about enriching the blood with clay. So you might go there. It has the pictures of the blood cells. It is known to stop anemia because it produces red blood cells. How it works when it's not absorbed into the body, this is one of the other mysteries of clays, of how it does that. And it's said to be through enzymatic action with the body. The body has diastase and oxidase enzymes, which influence the blood. And as we talked about at the beginning of the show, the clay just is a catalyst that helps the body heal itself. So it's fascinating. If you're anemic, I know of cases of anemia that have been cleared up just by drinking the clay.
Okay. Yeah, I had that condition that did that for me, too.
Good. Excellent. Glad to know that. And thank you for your comments. I appreciate that. You sound like a loyal clay user.
Yes, ma'am. Currently, for my condition, I'm using about 6 to 7 ounces 3 times a day.
Uh-huh. How's it working for you?
I've had, like, fight with my algae pains. And,
yeah.
And so I was diagnosed with hepatitis C, which gave me a lot of more pain. So it's really helped. I've been on the clay for about 2 weeks now.
Okay. I'm going to suggest you throw some clay baths in there, too.
I've been doing that. Yes, ma'am.
Good. Excellent. Well, that's excellent. And keep me posted and let me know. It may take a little while to get that cleared up, but you should see some progress.
Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing some. Thank you for your work.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Do we have anyone else on the phone lines who would like to ask a question? If you will press star 2, excuse me, it will show me that you're on standby with a question. I don't see anything right now. I'm going to click back over and check our question Q&A again. Well, it looks like we're about out of that. I do want to invite everyone next week. I'm so excited. I'm doing a wellness teleseminar. And we're just going to talk about how the body and the mind, we're going to do some meditations, de-stressing ourselves, how to de-stress. You know, body follows mind always. So when our mind is stressful, we create acidic conditions, we tense up, we tighten up, and then the body locks up and we get different things going on. So we're going to do some meditations together, some just taking time to put all of our stresses aside and just be still and listen and get quiet. And we're also going to discuss certain things that are causing you stress and how to get rid of them. And anything you want to talk about along that line, we'd be happy to discuss it. It's going to be Q&A and also the meditations and things. I'm not real sure where it's going yet, but I have a lot of options and possibilities and exercises that we can do together, and that's going to be next Thursday at noon on March the 15th, and I'm so looking forward to that. It was a request from a customer asking if we had any meditation tapes. I've never made any, but now these will be recorded, so there will be some available. Our time is up. Thank you for listening in. Now, go take some clay and have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.